Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Ears, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Dave the Rave is reaching out into the beyond, trying to bring you all those great lost 45s from the 1960s. Space Baker's getting things started today on our Relics and Rarities show. Coming to you from the No Static Sisters Attic, where today we're reaching out up into that Relics and Rarities vault, up into the big attic there, trying to find all those crazy records for you. All those great records that slipped through the cracks. Records that should have been hits. We've got them for you today on Relics and Rarities. Young Rascals from the fall of 1966. That record got stalled on the charts. Should have went way higher. Got stalled to number 43. Speaking of records that got stalled, this one never got started. Chicklets from 1964. You might as well put a Phil Spector tag on that one, although that was actually produced by Feldman, Goldstein, and Goddard, the same guys that produced these guys, the McCoys, among many other great rock and roll records from the 1960s. From 1966. That's the flip side of one of the top 60 records. Record that only went to high of number 53, You Make Me Feel So Good. But if you flip the record over, you'll find that song, Runaway by the McCoys. It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash! Data Ray is going to be dancing all over the No Static 60s attic. It's Miss Etta James.
Yeah, you know how much I love you, so you keep me guessing. You know I'm going to wait, so you keep me waiting. One day I'll find the love that's true, and I won't be thinking about you. Now tell me how would you like it? How would you like it? How would you like it?
You're thinking that that's a smash record. Only went to high number 78 on the top 100 there in the fall of 1963. Miss Etta James. Don't be messing with Etta James because she will pay you back. She may look sweet and innocent, but she's tough. Here's Clyde McFadder, Sweet and Innocent. One of these days in Millennium Time, this will be a big hit record, I'm sure of that.
Exactly right for me.
ideally, that's the way you want to find them. Sweet Innocent, Clyde McFadden, a song originally done by Roy Orbison on the RCA record label. Of course, every time I had my heart broken, I always thought of this record going way back to
1961.
Because the Iceman was cool. He didn't get his heart broken.
Find yourself another girl who will love you, choo, choo, choo. Find yourself another girl. Save her loving kisses just for you. Save her loving kisses just for you. Well, the very first time I fell in love, got my heart broken there. People would say when I pass their way, there's a hurt young man going there, an unhappy lad going there. Well, one day my mother called me to her side. Son, why are you so blue? Mother, I've lost the girl that I love. Why don't you tell me what to do? Mother, won't you tell me what to do? Well, she said, find yourself another girl who will love you, choo, choo, choo. Find yourself another girl. Save her loving kisses just for you. Ooh, save her loving kisses just for you. I can imagine how you feel, my son, but throw it out of your mind. I'm gonna tell you kind of truthfully, true love is hard to find sometimes. It's kind of hard to find. But forget about that girl that broke your heart and try to start anew. For if there was a guy for her, there's got to be a girl somewhere for you. Got to be a girl somewhere for you. You just go on and find yourself another girl who will love you a choo choo choo. Find yourself another girl. Save her loving kisses just for you. Save all her love for nobody but you.
Gotta be cool to give that kind of advice. I've tried to take that advice many times. Jerry Butler from 1961 on the VJ record label, and find yourself another girl. Every time, of course, my heart got broken, I always said, never again. Great Mercy beat sound here from 1964.
Well, never again.
Don't Break My Heart, Please. Never again. Woo, that's a great one. That should have been a hit record for sure from 1964. It's Brett Young and the Ghost Squad and Never Again. To the question that you're thinking about, you're wondering, how could that record not be a hit? It's by the Ovations. It's called I Don't Want to Cry. It's on the Capitol record label, same label that the Beatles hit big on. And of course, the record came out right around the time that the Beatles were coming to America. So it's very obvious that Capitol Records probably spent no money at all and no time promoting that great record there. The Ovations, write it down. It's called I Don't Want to Cry.
If you're feeling blue because you never hear the songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show. Relics and rarities show.
Ah!
Larry Darvill from late 1959, early 1960 there. Tune called How Will It End? It's a rarity smash hit record there. That's Tracy Day, number 107 in the summer of 1964. It's Hanging On to My Baby.
Day through age, relics and rarities. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Always love to play the original records. This is the original version of this song.
On a block, all of the kids call up the man. Like the sun, and her eyes can light the sky. When she walks, she moves so fine, like a flamingo. Crimson dress that clings so tight, she's out of reach, she's out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens. Envy me.
she comes.
She's gonna be
the original version of Pretty Flamingo, Tommy Van and the Echoes out of the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area. Came out on the Academy record label July of 1966. It went to a high of number 125. Of course, just weeks later, Manfred Mann put out their version of that song. And they had, of course, a top 30 record. No luck for Tommy Van and the Echoes. A lot of originals often come out. They're great versions. They don't become hits. Somebody covers a record, and they get the big hit. Like this next one. This is the original version of the Dionne Warwick song. Came out a year earlier by Mr. Lou Johnson. He used to demo the records for Dionne Warwick. His hit at a high of number 74 on the charts. And of course, Dionne Warwick, she had the big hit top 20 with this one a year later.
When you go through a day and the things that people say, they make you feel so small. They make you feel that your heart will just never stop.
Just a year later, Dionne Warwick took some very good notes covering that Lou Johnson record, that Bacharach David composition there. Reach Out for Me. You're listening to the Boss Sounds of Dave the Ray's Relics and Rarities.
I'm off to see my girl tonight. We're going to a party. We're going to a party. We're going to have some fun tonight. Right now I'm putting on my Sunday best, 'cause I heard she had a brand new dress, and I bet she'll be the cutest thing that the guys have ever seen at the party.
At the party.
Yes, at the party.
At the party.
Today is my town, right? I'm going to a party. Going to a party. Can I have the car tonight? Right now she's waiting at her front door. I never thought she looked so good before. And she's an angel in my sight. And it's a lovely night for the party. Right now I'm
I've ever seen at the party.
It's a Relics of Rarities party. That is a soul-satisfying rendition of the Curtis Mayfield song, 1961 on the VJ record label. That's Mr. Wade Flemons, who did a lot of great records. Song called At the Party. Of course, on the Relics of Rarities party, every week we take one record out of the 50,000-plus records here in the No Static Attic, and we call it our Discovery of the Week.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Dave the Rave's got a real cool discovery for you. This record's not listed in any book that I could find.
Forget the night. When you held me tight. When you gave me my first kiss.
Thinks that's a smash of a record. I love that record. That's my discovery. It's by Mr. Tiny Robin on the 1960. Came out on the Cameo record label. Van McCoy, legendary songwriter, also put out some great records on his own. Van McCoy wrote the record. And honestly, I don't find the record listed in too many books here, but it's a great record. I love that record, Tiny Robin. It's called First Kiss. Write it down. It's Day of the Rave's Discovery of the Week. Speaking of smash records, whew, I love this one too. It's all about girls. This is the original version of a song many of you know by the Chocolate Watch Band.
You wanna know why I'm not true? You wanna know what's wrong with you? Nothing's wrong, girl, you're really tough. Just one girl and that ain't enough. I gotta love them all, baby, not just you. Gotta love them all, that's what I gotta do. Oh yeah!
Talk about girls that I can't
get.
I need girls that I never
talk about. Girls that live next door. Girls that beg for more. See that little girl go walking by. Turns me on when she gives me the eye. There's another one looking so fine. Say don't make you sad. Oh,
baby, that's just too bad. Sorry, girl, if you don't like my speed. Every little girl's got just what I need. I gotta love them all, baby, not just you. Come here, baby, that means you too. You know what I want?
Yeah, the Raves doesn't have a lot of time talking about girls. Too busy looking for records. That, of course, is the original version of a song that many of you know by Chalk and Watch Band. That's Tongues of Truth. Tongues of Truth on the current record label. And let's talk about girls. Watch out. Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot. Yeah, the Rave loves this record, too. It's by Jan Tansey. Got to dig this one. Record had all the ingredients to be a hit record. Neil Sedaka wrote the songs on a major record label, on the Columbia record label there from early 1965. That's Jan Tansey and that new boy in town.
The most music.
Speaking of original records, this is the original version of the song by Every Mother's Son by The Rare Breed. They did the song originally. Come on and take a ride on my boat. That's what they called it.
Thank you.
Before the hit version by Every Mother's Son, that was the record that came out originally, Rare Breed on the Attack record label, and Come and Take a Ride in My Boat. From 1964, Russ Ballard was in that group. Russ Ballard was one of the two in Unit 4 Plus 2, and of course, years later went on to form a group called Argent with some of the former Zombies there. That is a cool record on the United Artists record label there, The Roulettes, and Soon You'll Be Leaving Me. Speaking of cool records, take you back here to 1961. Bet you never figure out who's singing this record. You think about it for a moment.
He made a man. He put me here on earth. He made a woman. Yes, he put you here for me. And then he gave us love, a very special love. And fight. That's when things go wrong. So with each passing day, true love will share each day. Yes, he unlocked the door to the wonder of
Well, believe it or not, that's an early record there from Mr. Glenn Campbell. Before all those big hits on the Capitol record label, that came out in late 1961 on the Crest record label. It's called The Me of. Believe it or not, Glenn Campbell was a member in this group as well, along with Ricky Nelson and Jerry Fuller.
That's what I feel. These eyes. Can this be real? Oh,
That's a killer record there from early 1962. That was like a super group. I mean, it had Glenn Campbell in it, Ricky Nelson, Jerry Fuller, and Dave Burgess from the Champs there. That should have been a hit record. It's called Desire. Group called the Trophies there on the Challenge record label. There's another artist you'll never figure out who's singing this record. Came out in the fall of 1965. Now, believe it or not, are you sitting down? Better slow down if you're driving. That was actually Bobby Rydell. Bobby Rydell did that out on the Capitol record label. It's called When I See That Girl of Mine. It's a song that was actually written by Ray Davies of the Kinks. Bobby Rydell. I love that record there, When I See That Girl of Mine. Better check your gas gauge.
Too long, out of gas,
out of gas.
Ain't so funny.
brought to you I Live for the Sun. The Sun Rays, that's actually the first record to ever come out on the Tower record label. The first 45, it's called Out of Gas. Oh no, I'm looking at my gauges over here. And it appears that Day of the Rave is out of gas. If you need to contact me, if there's something you'd like to hear, send me an email to DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. Until next time, keep looking for relics and rarities.
Relics and Rarities is signing off now. Mom has to use the antenna for a clothesline. There's always more rare air coming from 60s on 6.